This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's hour three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and we are joined now by Cowboys sideline reporter Christy Scales as we sit 48 hours from kickoff. And a good afternoon, Christy. Thanks for joining us once again.
Hey, General. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for having me on this week. I know it's a busy one, so thanks for squeezing me in.
Oh, it's always good to have you, Christy, and we appreciate your time. Now, let's look back here on what the Cowboys just did. What was that like to be down there on the sidelines for that second half as the most impressive beatdown in Cowboys history was happening on the road?
Oh, man, it was like Shark Week and Kirk Cousins was the chum in the water. It was great. But what was really remarkable about it from the perspective of being on the sideline was how quiet it was. Because the Vikings, I mean, that is such a loud place. But the way that the Cowboys were able to jump out to the early lead and keep that crowd out of the game. And then late in the fourth quarter, the only sounds you heard from the crowd were the Cowboys fans chanting, "Let's go, Cowboys." So that's what really stands out to me, because normally it's just the opposite. That's such a great crowd. I would say it's definitely one of the top five loudest places in the NFL, and to be able to take the crowd out of the game, it just being so quiet, you're just not used to that on road trips to Minnesota.
Yeah, that's quite an accomplishment and a cool observation by you. When you first said how quiet it was, though, Christy, I wondered your thoughts on this, because while I was watching the game and the sacks were piling up, it seems like Micah and most of the other guys are pretty matter-of-fact, almost like Barry Sanders celebrating a touchdown when they have these big moments. Is that by design, or are they just getting so many sacks that it doesn't feel like, the moment to celebrate like they just won the championship?
Oh, yeah, nonchalant, like it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Like what Daryl Johnston would always say about celebrating a touchdown, just hand the football to the referee, act like you've been there before.
Yeah, they've been there 42 times already.
No, towards the end, at the very end, like I say, the Cowboys fans who were there, you could really hear them. But, like DeMarcus Lawrence, when he does his celebration, he basically just spreads his arms out. You know, he's not like yelling and stomping around and stuff like that. So I think it's just how they choose to individually celebrate the sacks.
Scoop, is there any truth that you are now responsible for grabbing Micah's helmet in blowout games so he doesn't get back into the game?
I was shocked that he went back in, really. Osa Odighizuwa, the defensive tackle, he didn't go back in. He ended up having some ice on his knee that final defensive series. He went out in the fourth quarter and didn't return to the game. But if I'd have known that they were going to let Micah back in, I might have tried to grab the helmet. But Micah did speak to the media today after practice and says, he'll be good to go for this Thursday. But what happened was when Micah came over to the sideline, he went in the blue medical tent with the athletic trainers and with Dr. Dan Cooper, and we obviously knew it was his knee because he was grabbing that left knee when he went down and needed to be helped off. But once he came out of the blue medical tent, he went and sat in his regular spot there along with the other defensive players on the bench. He had his helmet with him, and I thought, I'm surprised they haven't taken it away yet. And then when he went out there, I was getting ready to do the injury report coming out of the commercial break of, okay, we've probably seen the last of Micah, and then I look out and he's out there. So, yes, I was surprised as anyone else.
And, Scoop, I really want to thank you for being great at your job in that pregame show, letting us know about Diggs traveling with Jefferson in this game. When you got that information, did you kind of give it a little bit of a double look, or were you like, Are you sure that we're about to do this, or was it something?
No,
that...
I expected it because he did it with Lazard in Green Bay. But what was interesting about what happened Sunday in Minnesota, the plan was with Anthony Brown coming back after suffering a concussion the week before and missing a lot of practice going into the game at Minnesota, Kelvin Joseph was going to come in and substitute a lot. He was going to rotate with Anthony Brown. But late in the second quarter and then the entire second half, Kelvin Joseph wasn't out there because of illness. So Anthony Brown ended up playing 95% of the defensive snaps when he was only supposed to play a little over half of it. So they were short. They were shorthanded at cornerback when Joseph went out, and a game day inactive coach's decision was Nashawn Wright. So luckily Anthony was able to get through the game okay and not have any issues, coming off concussion protocol, because they would have been shorthanded with Joseph and his illness.
Cowboys sideline reporter Christy Scales with us here on The Fan. Speaking of illness, we got some illness spreading around the star. What's the update looking like for Thursday on Thanksgiving health-wise?
Well, let's see. We've got Quentin Bohanna, one of the defensive tackles, missed the game in Minnesota due to illness. They thought that he had practiced up through Friday, and they thought that he might be able to play, but he wasn't available. Well, I guess it's spreading among the defensive linemen now because Jonathan Hankins hasn't practiced this week due to illness. Dante Fowler at defensive end and Terrell Basham haven't practiced due to illness. And then Kelvin Joseph, who I mentioned missed most of the game Sunday, he hasn't practiced. DeMarcus Lawrence, whether it's more foot or illness, they actually have him listed as both, foot/illness on the practice report. So he hasn't practiced this week. But I can tell you that out at the star and football operations area coaches, and some, they're wearing masks and things like that and just trying to keep from spreading this bug to everybody.
Have you heard about the onion in the sock routine here to get the toxins out of the body at night when we go to sleep when we're sick?
I've heard garlic as well, so I don't know if that's so much to pull the illness out of the body or to keep the vampires away, but
right.
I say go for it.
Yeah,
it's all hands on deck, whatever needs to be done on a short week.
So, Christy, it is 21 years ago today that Creed performed at halftime of the Thanksgiving Day game. Is that the best Thanksgiving performance you've seen?
I did get to interview Scott Stapp, which 21 years ago was a very big deal. That made me very happy. Gosh, the best one of all time, probably Destiny's Child. So that was a really good one. But Jonas Brothers, them doing it for the second time for Salvation Army and the Cowboys, I think is really cool. Probably my best Jonas Brothers story was, this was just a couple years ago, and the pregame sideline can get very crowded in the Cowboys bench area because they're VIPs or corporate sponsors and stuff. And so anyway, it's getting kind of crowded. I'm kind of towards the front and over on the side where the visitors are doing their warm-ups, and one of the players kind of is coming towards us, so I just step back. Well, you know, when you're crowded together, when you step back, you might bump into someone or step on their foot, which is what happened as I stepped on Joe Jonas's foot of the Jonas Brothers. And as I turn around, there are the three of them together. And it's like, oh, hello. So I thought that was very cool. But then, of course, I had to strike up a conversation. And so we're just kind of chit-chatting. And then there's a guy that's in a bright silver suit, you know, a dress suit, not wearing a tie, but a NASA T-shirt with this bright silver suit. And I look over and I tell the guys, I'm like, can you believe that guy walked on the moon? And they're like, that guy walked on the moon? And I'm like, yeah, that's Buzz Aldrin. They're like, that's Buzz Aldrin? They're like, oh, we got to go meet him. So I lost my time with the Jonas Brothers because they wanted to go meet a famous astronaut.
Whoopsie. They had no idea what they were messing with right there. You're pretty good at chatting up the celebrities, though, aren't you, Christy, it seems?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Like John Bon Jovi, one of my favorites, down on the sideline. It was actually Jerry's birthday, and so couldn't get him to sing happy birthday to Jerry on the air there. But Yeah, that's pretty cool. But really, the thing is with the owner's box interview, I know that that's what we call it. That's what it is on the run sheet and what we call it for Cowboys Radio. But I call it train wreck waiting to happen because you never know what's going to happen or who's going to be there or if Jerry's going to be sucking on a throat lozenge before the Vikings game Sunday. And it's like, what is he eating? Well, now he's got a sore throat.
Yeah.
But you never know what's going to happen on the sidelines.
Yeah, are you always ready for the Chris Christie or somebody to just come showing up out of the blue in that thing? And do you have to prepare two sets of questions when you do that?
I actually just, seriously, Brian, I do have a little thing. I always have I know who the team owner and GM are for the other team, but I'll always write their names just so I don't blank out, and I'll just take two little notes just to have a couple of questions ready, because most of the time when Jerry pulls someone on the air with us as part of the owner's box interview, most of the time, especially when it's a road game, it's going to be the owner or GM for the other team, or it's going to be Mark Murphy, you know, up in Green Bay. That's happened before. The best was last year when we had that game in New Orleans, and if you guys remember, I was talking with Jerry and Jerry Jr., and
Sean Payton
right up in the middle of the interview joined us in the middle of the interview live. And, you know, as head coach of the New Orleans Saints, walked across from the home sideline to our sideline and just right in the middle of the interview, got right between Jerry Jr., put his arms around both of them, and ended up telling stories about when they signed Tony Romo as a free agent. And Sean's like, yeah, we nearly lost Tony Romo because Jerry didn't want to pay a couple extra $1,000 in signing bonus. So anyway, that's probably one of the all-time best ones we've done.
Well, hopefully Jerry's willing to throw around a couple more $1,000 on a signing bonus for maybe OBJ. Or what's the Christie Scales confidence meter here?
I feel very good about it. And, you know, Dak and Micah talked about it today after practice. Dak was asked, and he says, yeah, I've been in contact with Odell a few times. He wouldn't say whether it was by phone or just texting or whatever. He didn't want to go too much into detail, but no, I feel good about it. And then, of course, last week on owner's box, you know, Jerry wouldn't go into specifics, but he did confirm. What were his words? It's my understanding that a meeting is being set up after Thanksgiving with Odell. So, and I know it's been confirmed since then, but I think that's the first time that Jerry on air or a Jones family member had confirmed that.
Jerry confirmed this morning Tyron Smith is going to be returning at left tackle. Did that surprise you that he came out and said that?
No. And what's funny is Mike McCarthy's like GM Jerry and owner Jerry, right? You know, it depends which hat he has on that he's speaking. But the fact that Jason Peters got 20 snaps at left tackle Monday with Minnesota and Tyler Smith moved in to play left guard, so that – and Mike McCarthy had said last Monday, told the media in the press conference that Jason Peters had been working exclusively at left tackle in practice and not at left guard. So it's like, okay, well, they're getting ready. I'm thinking to myself, and most of us who cover the team closely are thinking the same thing. All right, that's going to pave the way for moving Tyler Smith to left guard. Didn't really expect to see it so much against Minnesota. But the other thing was, why would you do that against Minnesota? Well, the game was out of hand, and so you want to get guys like Zach Martin and even Tyler Biotish out of there. And so then you can take McGovern and put him at right guard and get Zach Martin off of his feet, you know, a veteran on a short week with a Thanksgiving Day game coming up in 4 days.
Christie, of course, before we let you out of here, I did want to ask you about how special it is for the Cowboys playing on Thanksgiving. I think it's got to be all of our favorite game every year. Certainly it'll be special for Eric and I to be hosting pre and post. I know Broaddus was talking about he can't remember the last time he didn't work a Thanksgiving Day game. I'm sure it's the same for you.
Yeah, last time I didn't work a Thanksgiving Day game was 1990. because I've been with Cowboys Radio since 91. But the last time I've been home for Thanksgiving is when I was 16 years old, because when I was 17, I was a freshman at A&M, and of course, we played Texas every Thanksgiving night, right? That was always the third game. Detroit at noon, Cowboys at 3:25, and then Aggies and Longhorns that evening. And so 85 through 89, I was at A&M, and then 90, I had graduated but was working at KVIL, went to the Aggie game as an old Ag for the first time, and then 91, been working Cowboys games since then and wouldn't have it any other way. And it's great for my family because I am the worst cook in the world, and the last thing you want is me helping prepare a Thanksgiving Day meal. So it works out perfectly for everyone.
Good career choice for everybody involved, Christy. Now, do you sneak in like a brunch Thanksgiving, or do you do a Friday Thanksgiving, or do you just pass in total?
Actually, Cowboys Radio, we get together. We used to tailgate. Brad Sham and Peggy Sham, they'd bring the turkey, and we'd do it in the parking lot of Texas Stadium before we had to go in and get ready for pregame. But Bob Thomas, our statistician, he and his wife Marla host us for like a brunch. And they live just maybe, you know, 5 minutes from the stadium. So we stop by Bob and Marla's house, have a quick meal, you know, just enough. What's that? What's the word? Is it tryptophan that's in turkey that makes you sleepy? Mm-hmm. Just enough tryptophan that you got to fight through it to get ready for the broadcast.
I love it, Christy. What are you feeling for Thursday? Light work, easy win for the Cowboys, right?
Wouldn't say easy, but yeah, I mean, the Giants are just decimated in the secondary and at wide receiver. So, yeah, I think they maybe keep it close for a little while, but it would be very disappointing if the Cowboys don't handle their business on Thursday. They should have this game. I mean, I know that the Giants are 7-3, but and I'm not saying it's a soft 7-3, but you know, they've outscored their opponents through 10 games by 1 point. They've scored 205 points. They've given up 204 points, you know. But they've got so many injuries along the offensive line and or illness. It's just going to be interesting to see if they have, you know, even three of their regular starters that are available on Thursday.
Oh, that is terrific stuff, Christy. I'm calling it 45-27, and after that answer from you, I feel great about that prediction.
I do think it will be high scoring, yes.
Have a great weekend and enjoy the game.
Thanks, guys.
There she goes, Christy Scales, Cowboys sideline reporter. Now, coming up next, it's time for the Wooly Bully, Zach Wolchuk, in the top 10. Where are we going, sir?
Got some things to know about this Giants offense, but let's celebrate Thanksgiving, the most popular Thanksgiving sides. I got the top 10. What's your favorite next on The Fan?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, Nation. Time now for Wolchuk's Top 10 at 420. Here he is, the Wooly Bully himself, Zach.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate all the love. Texas Rock 7, Badass Mofo Lady T. Of course, the Twolos texting in their tops sides and side pieces as well on the Twirlo chat.
What do we got going on there?
I might be a top side piece, Brian.
Oh.
Yeah, I might be up on the list.
Have they seen your back lately?
They don't want to see the back. And I couldn't see my back. And then
personal regret right now?
It's lingering, man. Yeah. It definitely was one of the worst bet payoffs. Probably the worst one I've done.
But the job professionally done.
Oh, it's Melissa just, was fantastic.
Your skin's just...
I think I just have like a bad, sensitive skin.
Bad skin.
That's all it is.
Yeah, happened to me too, bro.
Yeah, bad skin. Yeah, Eric warned me. And it was good. I mean, all the advice she gave me immediately afterwards, it took
you didn't
a couple
follow.
Days.
Yeah, you didn't follow any of it.
What did your mom say when she saw you shirtless?
She was like, it looks like you've got about 100 little mosquito bites on your back.
Yeah.
So it's all good. It'll go away. I'm starting to put some ointment on there, and it'll be fine.
Did you not listen initially? Let's be honest.
No, I did. I took the Benadryl the first night, but that's all that Melissa told me to do. And I haven't followed up with her. In fact, I should text Melissa and see what she says to do. But it'll be fine. All right, 877-881-1053.
Sure, will be.
Not the first skin rash Walchuk has had to deal
exactly,
with. Okay?
Yeah, exactly,
yeah. He's known to have some ointment lying around that he's needed in the past. And
shut
will
your
need
damn mouth. All right,
future.
That was a confession. I hate you. I hate you. I hate him. I hate him. I hate him. What is your favorite Thanksgiving side? We'll get to that. Blogging the Boys put together a list of things you need to know about the Giants. First and foremost, Cowboys get an interception on Daniel Jones. They're winning this football game. Giants are 5-17 in games where Daniel Jones throws an interception. This year, they're 6-1 in games where he does not throw a pick.
There you go.
Well, bad news. He's not even going to throw a pass this game, Walchuk.
You think that they're just
going to
run.
It's going to be like Army 1944 football. Yeah.
Run the ball.
Blanchard and Davis.
Well, they just might, because the other thing to know, Barkley has turned back the clock. It's the Saquonissance, if you will. He is the rushing yards leader in the NFL. He's got the most runs of 15 or more yards. He's got the third most yards after contact, fourth most missed tackles per attempt. Mm. Yeah. And, well, he's also got 37% of the Giants' total yards this year. So you're right, Gavin. Cowboys, public enemy number one, it's going to be stop Mr. Barkley.
Yeah, and Jones. I wouldn't be surprised if they run for 300 yards between the two of them.
Jeez. That's not going to be a good situation if that happens.
The last time they were at AT&T Stadium, it was Justin Fields running all over, and we're going to get a similar.
Holy crap.
It's going to look like Justin Fields
success.
Out there.
They're going to have It'll be, a big day for the Cowboys offense, but a big day for the Giants offense as well.
And another reason they're going to want to run the ball, they got a lack of offensive weapons. Wandale Robinson was probably their best receiver up until now. He just had a 100-yard game. Well, he's out for the year. So you got Darius Slayton, who's coming on a little bit. He's averaging 17 yards per catch. Then there's Richie James, who you mentioned, Brian. He might slide into the Wandale Robinson role. And then it's Daniel Bellinger, who I think is the rookie tight end. And
he's got a little bit of an eye problem.
Yeah, well, great. So he can't see the football. So I don't know what the hell they're going to do at receiver, but you just shut down Justin Jefferson. So are any of those guys scaring you? No, not really.
Not at all. Not one bit.
Sounds very Packer-like to us right now.
It does.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I take that back. All these guys scare me.
We're shaking on our boots right now.
If Christian Watson can do what he did, anybody can.
Cowboys are going to mother bleep the Giants.
Well, I know Dawson's predicting an over, pounding the over, because both teams are going to score almost 30 points, and the Cowboys are almost going to score 50-burger.
Yeah, 45-27 is my pick. Giants cannot stop the Cowboys.
No.
This is it might be 8 drives in a row with points this weekend.
We saw what CeeDee Lamb did in that fourth quarter. I think he just picks up where he left off. And I think Michael Gallup and Dak Prescott finally connect for that long-awaited touchdown. I'm going to put in the call for that. And tight ends usually
just
feast.
Just one.
Because I think, Dak's going to spread the wealth. You got to be thankful on Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, he's going to be thankful for every weapon, and maybe we even get the big man touchdown. Can we get a big boy, Jason Peters, just like throwaway fourth quarter, ha, 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 we're already up 3 scores touchdown for
Check
the
him
former
in as the
tight,
fifth
end.
Tight end?
He is a former tight end. I'd love that. Get a 15 personnel out there, first time in NFL history.
Save that for the rematch with the Eagles.
In the playoffs?
That's a good call.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Or Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Okay.
That'll be a great present for Peters.
877-881-1053, your favorite Thanksgiving sides. Gentlemen, and I'll start with Lucius Alexander. What is your favorite Thanksgiving side?
Does deviled eggs count as a side?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay, yeah, deviled eggs. I like deviled eggs. The dressing. Sweet potato souffle.
Yeah,
ooh,
bro.
Ooh, a souffle.
A souffle.
And you got the marshmallows on there?
Absolutely. You got all that stuff on there. And the nuts. You got to have the nuts. You always search for a nut every bite.
Yes.
You always search for a nut.
You always search for a nut.
Bro.
Baby.
Every bite.
As soon as I wake up.
So fire.
It's not healthy if you're not. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, oh, something's going on.
You got to sell that.
Use it or you lose it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the sweet potatoes as well. Mm-hmm. Now, my dad makes them in the pan. And he's just like adding brown sugar and goodness there. It's a dessert. If I feel like that side's a dessert.
That's how I feel about the sweet potato souffle.
Okay, yes. And I think it's similar. Souffle is just made in the oven. Probably very similar ingredients.
Yeah.
Rolls. Okay. And then, I don't know if this is a regular thing, but the scalloped corn, it's like a corn casserole almost. Yes. And there's like crusty edges.
Yes, my mother makes it's kind of like stuff. My favorite side. I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, okay,
delicious.
Right, I didn't know quite how to describe it, but yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep.
Scallop corn is what my mom calls it.
I was just thinking, because I've always done, and I know you guys were freaking out when I was going through all those dressings where I add seafood to them.
Oyster stuffing or something?
I'm into an oyster stuffing.
Aren't you stuffing your bird with a bunch of oyster bratis?
No.
It's weird.
I don't do that. But I
think you know people that do, right?
Oh, no, I absolutely do. You have to be careful of that, because if you got to make sure that stuffing is cooked. You know, because all of a sudden you put it in the turkey and all that, and and it's not cooked, man. You get pretty sick doing that. So, but yeah, I'm a big fan of the stuffing, and I usually like to put some type of seafood in it, some chopped seafood in it, and make it part of it. You know, people like sausage dressing and stuff like that. I'm like crawfish. I like dressing is what I do. Give me a little flair.
Oh. So you stuff the bird with crawfish?
No, I don't put any stuffing
He's
in the bird.
He's talking about just the stuffing on the side.
You put stuffing on the side.
Okay, so then it's no longer stuffing, right? Because if it's stuffing, it's actually in the
dressing.
Bird.
Dressing
at that point.
It's dressing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there's been like some controversy with what is stuffing, what is dressing.
Well, I mean, stuffing doesn't necessarily have to be stuffed in the bird.
Okay. It's the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not putting anything in the bird because I'm worried about it being undercooked. That's what I
makes sense.
About.
Isn't one like cornmeal based, and another one is like something else?
Well, yes.
Breadcrumbs.
So the dressing is cornmeal based, and stuffing is breadcrumbs,
I've always used breadcrumbs in my dressing.
Yeah, I mean,
I've used like bread pieces, not like the actual crumbs. I've used
torn up bread.
I like that. Yeah, for my dressing.
And I guess you can't actually stuff the bird if you're going to do the spatchcocking, correct?
That's correct. Yeah,
I love spatchcocking. All right, then we've got the crab and lobster mac and cheese that's getting texted in. That sounds divine.
Wow.
I put this on Twitter. We got a lot of mac and cheese left.
That's a meal in itself. If you go crab or lobster mac and cheese, that could be a meal in itself.
Hell yes.
I would love a seafood twist to my Thanksgiving. Mm. We've never really had much of a seafood twist to the
tamales.
Thanksgiving.
I'll tell you what, people. Legendary. I've seen people do tamales for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes.
Something different.
Green bean casserole is getting some love. Eric, you're a big mashed potato guy.
Huge mashed potato guy. Huge
twice
mac and
baked?
Cheese guy. I do like a twice baked, absolutely.
Yeah.
The sweet potato casserole.
I'm a big fan of that as
Lucius
well.
Lucius was discussing. And I did want to throw out there, I know this is an aside, but this is something I just discovered this week that my wife pulled out of the fridge when there was only one slice left. I didn't know, so I only had one bite, fell in love with it, and I can't wait to surprise my family with it. It's a pear pie.
Ooh, pear
a
pie.
Pear pie.
Never had that.
Holy smoke. She had to convince me to take
a
bite.
Pear pie.
Me too. This is the first I've heard of it. I don't know if anybody else has tried a pear pie. I was not familiar with it. I was like, why would I want to try this? But she was like, come on, just have a bite. And I was like, holy crap.
Might be the sweetest
of the pears.
This thing
is phenomenal. Ooh. I think she got it, or her mom got it at Central Market or something.
So is this
That's
like
what I'm showing up
making
with.
The apple pie? Oh, I'm asking here. I'm asking guys.
Yeah, you're really talking to me. I by the way, I
so
have
if
to
you're
admit
making an apple pie, but just substitute the pears. I wonder if that's the thing with the brown sugar and stuff like that that you put in there.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you, but it was delightful. I did ruin the mac and cheese last year, so I've been told I'm bringing
Miller
Lite.
How'd you ruin it?
And I was watching like a TikTok video, and I think I bleeped up just like the measurements on things. You know, I just thought like more cheese the merrier, you know, the creamier the better, and not really. Not the case.
Mm-mm.
It was a shame.
You were improvising off that TikTok recipe, weren't you?
I was calling outside the lines a little bit. I should have stuck to my guns and just like went by the book, you know. Ooh. But I get to the line of scrimmage, I start seeing things, and I want to hot route it.
No, it gets fun. You start throwing things in there. You're like, oh yes, this will be nice. This will
be delightful.
Good. It doesn't always work.
Just add another pound of cheese. It'll be okay, right?
It doesn't work out that way.
That was my method.
Yeah, there you go.
We got some chicken and dumpling love on the fan text. Ooh. That's always good. Honorable mention on the most popular Thanksgiving side dishes in America is the creamed spinach, which we have not had anyone mention.
I think that's a steak item myself. Okay. Creamed spinach is a steak.
I'm not going to fight you on that. I've never personally had creamed spinach on Thanksgiving.
No, it's really good. Steak item.
Number 10 is the creamed corn. Number 9, we got the candied yams.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, Brussels sprouts.
Have to be done the right way, though.
Absolutely, but you get them done the right way. Ooh, yeah. Delicioso. Yeah. Number 7, the cranberry sauce.
Out of a can,
out
right?
Out of a can. Number 6 is the sweet potato casserole.
Yes, please.
Number 5, we got the rolls.
Uh-huh. Oh, so good. Yeah. Now, we'll have at least
these,
5.
Are we
at
making these by scratch? Meal. We making scratch rolls?
Maybe.
I'm cool with whatever. Might if you want to get the Hawaiians,
the croissants.
Yeah, the crescent rolls. I'm cool with that.
I don't mind the tray, though, that you just warm up, though. Those are good rolls, too.
We were talking about the Hawaiian rolls.
Hawaiians are pretty good. Yeah, I don't necessarily want the Hawaiian roll more than those regular just rolls that they have.
The flaky ones?
Yeah, I'm not sure what those are called. But, you know, they're in the bread aisle. Yeah. The ones in the regular bread aisle. Yeah.
Number 4 is mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please.
Number 3, green bean casserole.
Oh, thank you.
Man, you get those what is it, the crunchy the onion?
Crunchy,
thing.
Maybe some little bacon, bacon in there. Yeah.
What's the white stuff? Is that, what is that?
I think that's the
is that
cream.
Mayonnaise?
Some type of cream? I don't know.
I think it's like cream of onion soup or something.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Number 2 is the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Add something to it, you got it. It should be top 3.
Number 1, most popular Thanksgiving side. Stuffing.
Hello. It's once a year, right? I mean,
it's only for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And it's so good. Delightful. It is so good. But it only makes an appearance once a year. It is weird.
Mm, love it. So there it is, the top 10 Thanksgiving sides. I will be on at 11.
Chuck.
I'll do a top 11 at 11, by the way, with KMC.
Okay.
And we'll do another Thanksgiving-inspired list. Mm.
Cannot wait to hear that tomorrow. It is the masterpiece and the piece-a-thon, and I'll be on it too. Sounds like Woolchuck's going to be on at 11. We'll all be making appearances. But you got to tune in, bid on some items, raise money for a good cause there during the Peace-a-thon. College football super segment. What kind of surprises did last night have in store? And what might we get at 6 o'clock? That's coming up next here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Nation. Segments brought to you by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. It is time now for a college football super segment. Report surfaced last night. Lane Kiffin's going to Auburn. It was a report out of a local TV station in Ohio. So this afternoon, the story is, amid speculation he's leaving for Auburn, Ole Miss coach Lane Kiffin met with his players Tuesday and assured them, "I have not accepted a job at any other school," sources telling ESPN. This is just so weird. I think college football, like, could they move to real contracts with coaches that you can't break? Like, players just can't be like, "Well, I know I have a contract with you over here with the Cowboys, but I want to go somewhere else." I don't know what the answer is, but Kiffin, as a rule, does not respond to coaching rumors, but sources told ESPN he felt as if he owed it to his players and their parents to formally address the situation. It sounds like he's gone, and he's using, like, word tricks to say, "I don't know what you've heard, but I'm not accepting a job anywhere. I haven't accepted any job, okay?" Well, it's like, "Coach, tell us you're not leaving. Are you leaving?" "Well, I haven't accepted any job, okay? So all these reports are BS. It's putting the coaches in a weird spot. It's not fair to the players. If you have a contract, the players, the parents are coming to play for you. You shouldn't be able to leave until that contract's over. React.
Man.
You can't in other sports.
Yeah.
Sean Payton can't leave.
Yeah. I guess in college basketball, you're able to do this, right?
Oh, sure. College,
So now, But now with the transfer portal, these players can do it too.
They're all hopping. Yeah. So they're now hopping with their coaches. We saw what happened with Lane Kiffin and all the other guys.
They need real contracts too.
It was always unfair right up until about now, and it's still unfair in a ton of different ways, but the idea that coach can decide to leave tomorrow and so can I think levels the playing field a little bit.
Yeah, I could see that. You know? Yeah, that's good. Yeah. But I would say the coaches need a real contract and the players need real contracts. I'm coming to play for you for 4 years at $500,000. If we mutually decide to part ways, then I as a player will leave. Mm. But it's creating issues for the coaches on both sides. I would say it would be a deal you could make if both agreed to it. And maybe the coaches want stability inside their program so much that some of them would be willing to agree to that.
I think the coaches love the leverage, though, that they get
sure they do.
From other programs.
They
wanting
love
them.
Being courted.
And these players do, too. I mean, Caleb Williams, who's been a monster beast at quarterback and maybe ends up winning the Heisman for USC, we'll find out. But he was doing the same thing, even though it was like, yeah, he's probably going to follow Lincoln to USC. He was making sure every program got touched. He's dialing up everybody. Yes, okay, cool. Driving the price up for himself, even if he knew the whole time, I'm going to USC. I'm going
Jordan
to be with Lincoln
Addison
Riley.
Did the same thing. The Pitt receiver. Like, he knew he was probably going to SC, but he had Texas thinking they actually had a shot.
And then USC's got to up that money.
They gave him more.
The NIL ball. Stuff, so...
Great stuff, man. Guys. What else do you have here in this college football super seg?
Well, so I really want to go back to the Peter Burns thing because we got an extra layer of it. And you brought this up yesterday, Eric, and we have the audio, the Peter Burns, Ben Watson situation. Now, they're both hosting the SEC Network show, and it was halftime of Florida and Vanderbilt, where Vanderbilt ends up knocking off the Gators. And...
for their second straight SEC victory after 26 straight SEC losses.
Yes. So Peter Burns ends up making a reference about Benjamin Watson's wife on a college football segment, and Ben Watson gets visibly upset. Here's the exchange. This is what went down, and you can judge for yourself on how Ben Watson maybe should have handled this. If G-Bag Nation, you make the call. Here's the audio.
45-20. By the way, did you not get the memo on the suits? We all went dark today. You're like Easter service.
Y'all kind of leave me out. But, man, as long as I get the text from my wife that says I look good.
Oh, really?
Send me the text, babe. Send me the text. That's
not the one she sent me.
Welcome back to the Farm Rich Halftime Report. Just you and I here, Taki. I'm not sure what happened to Peter Burns, or did you have him keep...
Here's Ben Watson sitting back down.
We'll see how Peter Burns is with that smart mouth in the second half, but Gators do not get much going in the first half.
So that was Ben Watson coming back to the set. He sits back down. And Peter Burns today issued an apology. He said, well, it was a joke. The truth is that I crossed the line. You should never joke about families, so that I owe an apology to Ben and Kristen 100%. Benjamin Watson couldn't have handled it better with his humor in class. We all good, and I'm proud to call him a friend and coworker.
Then he got on his crutches and crutched off a little bit.
Yeah. And Ben Watson has accepted the apology.
Okay, so that's over now. We got closure on that story.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, good for them.
I think we're good.
Yeah, there. That's a joke that you make like you guys make. Like you've known each other for 12 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
With good friends, you make that joke.
And we do make that joke with each other. And I'm cool with Eric's wife. And Eric's wife is in on the bit. And she doesn't mind. And she laughs it off. And I laugh it off. And it's not a big deal. But I guess Peter Burns and Ben Watson are not that close.
Or Ben Watson doesn't, you know, he's a keep my wife's name out your mouth kind of guy.
Yeah. And Shannon Sharp alluded to that on Twitter because Benjamin Watson, former NFL tight end, former Georgia great. So in the tight end fraternity, Shannon Sharp is familiar with Ben Watson. And he saw the video on Twitter. Shannon Sharp did quote tweeted it and said something along the lines of like, hey, Benjamin Watson is a straight lace, like very, very by the book kind of dude. And he's not messing around. It's all about respect kind of with him. So I don't know if there's anybody in Benjamin Watson's life that could make that joke and it go over overly well. But the funny
Peter
part
Burns,
is, though,
Peter Burns is like shock jock sports radio background.
Yeah, he's
goofy.
He
thinks he's being funny.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And honestly, it's hard to say it shouldn't offend you, but if you're Benjamin Watson, now this story has become much bigger and more people are familiar with your wife now than they ever would have been had you just let it go.
Show. Like, it's really not that big of a deal.
You just discovered the SEC network is a thing, Dawson.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, to him it was. So everyone's different. Everyone takes things differently.
I think it's amazing that Peter Burns got folded up like laundry, then he came back on television and apologized.
Yeah,
I apologize for what I did.
Yeah, you know he got slapped.
That's like
around.
The guy that got shot by Dick Cheney. I stepped in the way. It was my bad. It wasn't the president at all.
Oh yes,
it's not the first time like a radio guy has thought that he can bow up to a former athlete. And at the break, he got straightened up pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Because the joke gets made going into commercial break. They come back, and there went from four guys on the set to just two because Watson, I think, needed to have a little bit of a conversation there with old Burnsy. And then when he came back, he kind of slammed his phone down. He didn't look happy about it. In real time, Peter Burns, like an hour later, sends a selfie picture and says hashtag friendship with Watson. And Watson does not look happy to be in the picture. And Watson quote tweets it and says, "We're good, but you need to send a public apology to my wife."
And
that was the public apology.
We got the public apology. Virginia and Virginia Tech have canceled their game this weekend as the Cavs continue to mourn their players that were shot and killed, and that ends the season for both of those teams. Also, if you missed it, Hendon Hooker, the outstanding quarterback for Tennessee, is going to miss the rest of the season after he tore his ACL in their loss to South Carolina over the weekend. That game might make an appearance on TD Tuesday. I also expect the college football playoff rankings, the top four, probably will stay the same. We'll see if maybe Michigan gets jumped, but I don't think so because you had both Michigan and TCU struggle. So it should probably stay Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, TCU, and we'll get Ohio State and Michigan playing this weekend. And what a game. That TCU-Baylor game came down to that final kick. Unbelievable.
That was crazy the way that went, where they're having to run guys off the field because they have no timeouts. They're handing the ball off, and they have to sprint the field goal team on, and with 4 seconds, kick that bad boy. That was legendary.
Alrighty, thank you guys. A college football super segment. Now, when we return, it's a Thanksgiving nosebleed staple. What is this exactly, Wolchuk? Chiafalo?
Well, we used to hit the E-Spot each and every Friday night, sending you into the weekend with the best sounds of the week, in and out of the world of sports. This is a Thanksgiving edition of that. It is like G-Bag of the Day or Masterpiece of the Week, just not quite as good, but it's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!